Hello, welcome back to the Will Leach Experience Trivia version of the podcast. I'm here with Lindsay Jones. Ms. Jones, thank you for hanging along with me.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you, like everybody on this podcast, always says that you're a little nervous about doing the trivia, but there is no reason to be nervous. Other than the fact that I write the questions, which would make anyone nervous, but the lowest score, you don't have to worry about the lowest score of all time is 87 points. I'm sure you are in no danger of that. The highest score is Chuck Culpepper with 167.
He's really smart.
Yeah, so he doesn't count. It was funny. At the end of that podcast, I said, "Dude, how did you do so well?" He's like, "I am on the road all the time, and I'm always playing Sporkle." And I felt that was the most charming Chuck Culpepper answer. He's like the most charming guy in the world, anyway. So, like, it just made me so happy. So, no one's gonna touch Chuck Culpepper. So, don't worry about that. But there's 200 points on the board.
But you won't tell me who the low score was?
I don't give the name of the low person score until their score is defeated. If you go back in podcast history, you can find who this unfortunate individual is. But I will not call him or
now. I'm really nervous.
But that's okay. No, because you're going to be fine. Okay. You'll be fine. So 200 points on the board. 200 points on the board. The first got 87. Come on. All right. So we start out with toss-ups, which are current events toss-ups. There are 10 questions. If you get one correct, you get a bell. And if you get one wrong, I will not do a buzzer because this is a positive podcast. We do not cheer against our there's no that's an angry nasty sound. It's just a I'm sorry, that's incorrect, but there's no problem otherwise. So these are current events toss-ups questions. These are all basically things that have happened around the time that we are taping this, which is Monday evening. This will probably go up Wednesday or Thursday, so keep in mind that this is current events from 48 hours ago, which used to be still current events and now is things from my Twitter feed that I can't possibly remember. So, all right, these are worth 5 points apiece, 10 toss-ups. Question number one. What NFL network host broke down on air when he heard of the death of former colleague Stuart Scott and later did a whole highlight segment of just Scott catchphrases?
Rich Eisen.
That's correct for 5 points. See, the bell is positive. Question number two. I can never pronounce this guy's last name, so help me out because I'm sure you know. Rams owner Stan Kroenke?
Kroenke, yeah.
Okay. Rams owner Stan Kroenke may be moving the team to Los Angeles. What are the two teams Kroenke owned that he had to give to his son in order to take over the Rams?
Oh, see, now you are totally just helping me out. It's the Colorado Avalanche and the Denver Nuggets.
That's correct for 5 points. That's current events. Question number three. What Premier League team does Kroenke own?
Oh, Arsenal.
That's correct for 5 points. So you're doing great. Number four.
I've been to an Arsenal game, so that's why.
Oh, you've been to an Arsenal game?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an Arsenal fan. I finally picked the team. The World Cup got me so excited that I picked a team. My friend David Hershey's been trying to get me to follow Arsenal for years. I finally did it, and I can't wait to go. I've never even been to England.
Oh, it's fun.
Is it fun? Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. I gotta go. All right, question number four. What NCAA bracketologist for ESPN released his first tournament projections for 2015 this week?
I didn't see it, but I'm guessing Joe Lunardi.
That's correct for 5 points. He didn't even have Illinois in it. Sad. Question number five, I know. Question number five. What team currently has the best record in the NBA's Western Conference?
Oh, geez. San Antonio?
That is incorrect. The Golden State Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had no idea.
The question number six. Well, then you will not like the next question. Question number six. What team currently has the best record in the NBA's Eastern Conference?
The Cavs?
That is incorrect. The Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks.
Really?
I know, right?
You probably could have given me maybe not 16 guesses. You probably could have given me 8 guesses and I would have not gotten the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, you said the Hawks before the Knicks. But
you win some, you lose some, yes. You know?
Question number seven. The St. Louis Rams plan on moving to Los Angeles and playing next to what famous basketball arena now used mostly for concerts?
The Hollywood. No, I don't know.
Okay, the correct answer is the Forum.
Oh, okay.
Question number eight. The Oregon's football team is going to wear what color in the national championship game?
Silver?
That's
Like a
incorrect.
whitish
Gray.
silver?
Gray.
Oh, it's
Gray is
gray. Okay.
correct. Question number nine. Dish Network announced that it will be offering ESPN as a standalone cable subscription for the next few weeks. How much a month will it charge for ESPN?
Oh, $20.
That's correct for 5 points. And question number 10. Who is Chris Christie's favorite NFL team?
Oh, the Cowboys.
That's correct.
Or anybody who could get him the nomination.
I think there were actually at least 29 potential correct answers on that one. So that was
right.
A little bit of a gimme. That's correct. So you got 6 of the 10 for 30 points. Well on your way to doing just fine here. So stop. So if you're still worried, worry not. It's funny because typically speaking,
clearly I know. Well, we just learned that I know nothing about the NBA. So,
and the fact is currently, you know, generally speaking, current events is the topic that people do the worst on because they're too busy, you know, covering the things that they actually cover to look on things other than that. So worry not. Now we are to the topical category. I give a overarching question. Like if I said, for example, name the current head coaches of the following NFL teams. If I said number one, Arizona Cardinals, you'd say Bruce Arians. And number two would be someone else. It's one overarching question. Each of these are also worth 5 points. All right, here we go. So you understand that you get the concept?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, topical question. Name the all-time coaching wins leader for the following NFL teams.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I will give the name of the team. You give me their all-time coaching wins leader for 5 points.
Okay.
Apiece. Question number one, the Miami Dolphins.
Don Shula.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number two, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Chuck Noll.
Correct for 5 points. Number three, Denver Broncos.
Mike Shanahan.
Correct for 5 points. Question number
four.
I
know, that one, right?
Yeah, I had to. I don't want either. Question number four, the Washington football team.
Joe Gibbs.
Correct for 5 points. Oh, I messed up the bell. Let's try that again. Much cleaner that time. All right. Question number five. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ooh, Jack Del Rio?
That is incorrect. Tom
Coughlin.
I had actually completely forgotten until I researched this.
I couldn't remember how many years he was there.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think it's by only like just a few wins. All right. Question number six. Detroit Lions.
I don't know. Jim Schwartz, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one.
Correct answer is Wayne Fonts. Wayne
Fonts.
Oh,
my God. Okay.
Right? Question number seven, the Chicago Bears.
Mike Ditka?
That's incorrect. George Halas. George Halas, the Chicago Bears.
I mean, they named the building after him.
Yeah,
so.
He's like the owner, too. That shouldn't count.
Yeah.
Number eight, the San Francisco 49ers.
Seifert? No.
Correct for 5 points.
It was?
And frankly, I want to give you.
That was a tricky one.
I know.
It?
I want to give you like 20 for that one because obviously, because I think Walsh is only like one behind. Like,
yeah.
I think it's very well done for 5 points. Question number nine, the Dallas Cowboys.
Landry?
Correct for 5 points. And question number 10, the Arizona Cardinals.
Ooh. Gosh, the Cardinals. Let's see. Well, it's not Arians. It wasn't Wiz and Hunt. Who the heck was the coach before Wiz and Hunt? Why can't I remember? I don't know.
Just toss out a name. It never hurts to toss out a name. Just you can toss out either one of the people you've even said.
Oh.
You never know.
Could it be Ken Whisenhunt?
Correct for 5 points.
Really?
I know. Is there anything
that doesn't make me feel very good about like who were there like a Dennis Green?
Dennis Green. I think Don Coryell is second.
Oh my god. To be fair, they haven't been around that long.
No, this is St. Louis and Chicago Cardinals. This is the whole deal.
All any Cardinals ever?
That is, if you wanted to know what it's like, there's literally no better way. The Cardinals are the oldest franchise in the NFL. The coach that has
How many wins does he have?
I think it is. Let me look up the exact number for you right
when
now.
When was his first year?
Let's see.
He was there in 08. So 07 was his first year,
He was there. His win total is, hold on. His win total is, come on, computer device. He won 45 wins. That is the all-time. I think Don Coryell is second. But I think, remember, he was there for 5 years. Like, they just haven't had anyone there for very long because they've been horrible for 70 years.
Right.
So that's true. Arians, I think Arians now, how many is Arians behind him? Arians is actually pretty close now because Arians is
Because he had 11 and
he's got 21.
He won 11 last year too.
He's halfway there.
11 and 10.
11. Yeah. He won 10 last year. He's 11 this year. So he's halfway there in 2 years. Wisenhunt was there for 6 years.
Wisenhunt took him to a Super Bowl.
He was there while the team went to the Super Bowl.
Kurt Warner took him to a Super Bowl.
Yes, Kurt Warner and Life is Jones. But yes, so correct. Very well done.
All right, 10 Wisenhunt.
65 points. I know. There's no really better way to describe.
I guess I just figured there had to have been somebody who was there a lot longer.
This is the tragedy.
But no, sadly.
Yes.
All right, Cardinals fans.
Like me. All right, so here we go. Now we get the team nicknames. The way this works, there are 5 questions. I give you the name of a team. Like, for example, if I said the Denver NFL team, if you wanted, you could make the first guess. If you knew, for 10 points, you could say Broncos. But if you did not know, for 5 points, I could give you the name of the stadium they play in and the name of their mascot. Often the mascot is helpful.
Okay.
Sometimes the mascot's not helpful, but sometimes the mascot is helpful. Yet if you make a guess, you do not get to go to the hint. So if you don't know, take the hint. That would be the wise play. These are 5 questions worth 10 points apiece. Question number 1. The Colorado Springs AAA minor league baseball team.
Oh, the Zephyrs?
That is incorrect. They are the Sky Sox.
Oh, the Sky Sox.
They are the Sky Sox.
I don't know why I panicked.
They play at
definitely the Sky Sox.
They play at the Security Service Field and Sox the Fox. Question number 2, the Idaho Development League team. The Idaho NBA Development League team.
I'm going to need a clue there.
They play at CenturyLink Arena Boise, and their mascot, amusingly, is Taco Bell Rumble the Coyote. Now, the name is actually, it's not the Rumble the Coyote sponsored by Taco Bell. His name is actually Taco Bell Rumble the Coyote.
All right, well, considering that I didn't even know who's leading the divisions in the NBA, I have no idea.
Okay, the correct answer is Stampede. The Stampede.
Sure.
Now, for the record, a good guess there, you would have been wrong, but a good guess would have been, of course, to say Coyote. Because of Rumble the Coyote with the mascot.
Yes.
But you would have still been wrong, but it's not always the worst rule of thumb if you have no idea. But usually you're probably going to have a good idea on some of these. Question number 3.
Okay.
The George Mason men's and women's college basketball teams.
They're green and yellow. I'm going to need a clue.
They play at the Patriot Center. And the nickname is Gunston the Patriot. The mascot, is Gunston the Patriot.
The Patriot?
Yeah, that's right. For the record, these are chosen at random. The way I go to KenPom and I pick a random one on there, but if it's like Kentucky, I don't use that one. But if it's like, as it turns out, everything, I'm assuming the name of George Mason's coach is Patriot. Everything's apparently Patriot.
Right. Okay, good.
Okay.
I was like, are you trying to trick me?
Exactly. Okay, question number 4. The New Jersey Institute of Technology's men's and women's college basketball team.
I'm going to probably need some clues there.
They play at the Estelle and Zoom Fleischer Athletic Center. I'm assuming Estelle and Zoom are the sponsors. And their mascot is the Highlander.
The Highlanders?
Correct for 5 points. And I know, whatever.
What does a Highlander look like? What does the guy look like?
It's Christopher Lambert. Maybe it's the guy from the movie. That's a good question. Let's see what the NJIT Highlander mascot looks like. Let's see. Thank you, Google. Let's see. He looks like, he's got a shield and sword. I have to say, all told, I did not expect the New Jersey Institute of Technology mascot to be, they put some work into him. Like a lot of these smaller mascots, it's like the old New Jersey Nets mascot was basically just an old ratty dog costume they had like lying around. This is actually a well-developed costume. He's got he's got red hair. He's got a sword. He's got a shield, and he's, oh my god! There's like a snuff video of him murdering. Let's get away from him. Look what you've made me do. Look what you've made me do.
Okay.
I wasn't planning on going down that Google rabbit hole tonight, and now you've made me. All right, question number five. So you got that for 5 points. All right, so question number five. The Connecticut WNBA team.
Man, you were getting me on this category. Connecticut. Sparks? No, I don't know. I'm going to need some help.
Okay. They play at the Mohegan Sun Arena, and the mascot is Blaze.
Oh, the Mohegan Sun and the Blaze?
Yeah.
Sun something?
Sun is correct for 5 points. They are the Sun.
That is a lame mascot.
No, the mascot is Blaze, but the team name is Sun. I don't know why they went with Blaze. I don't actually know. Let's see.
Couldn't he be like the sunburn or like?
Yeah.
Cancer. Yeah. Okay. Like something that's frightening.
Well, it's funny because if you look, I feel like what you need to do when you end this podcast is you need to look at the Connecticut Sun's mascot. It is a large orange furry thing with yellow ears that doesn't resemble the sun or anything that's ever actually existed. It's ostensibly focus groupy cute, but mostly it's terrifying. Like all mascots really are. It's the eyes. They're soulless deep down.
They are soulless.
All right, so you got 15 points out of that. That puts you at 80 points comfortably and no worries at all. As we go into the last category, this is Outburst. If you remember the game Outburst, you might have played at party games when you were a kid. We put 1 minute on the clock. I give you an overarching category. You have 1 minute to yell out as many of the answers under this category as possible. Like if I said, give me the 10 numbers between 1 and 10. You would have, none of them will be quite that easy. But you would have 1 minute to yell out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, if you yelled out 14, you would be wrong, but you would not be punished. So you can yell out.
Okay.
So it's worth 1 point no matter what. I will answer each of them individually, yes or no on each one. I've gotten pretty good at that. So if as long as I hear the answer, I will let you know whether it is correct, yes or no. 1 minute on the clock for each of these. If you have any questions before I say go about the category, by all means, holler. But here we go. 1 minute on the clock for 1 point apiece for as many as you can get. Colorado cities by population. The 10 largest cities in your home state of Colorado by population.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
Denver.
Yes.
Colorado Springs.
Yes.
Colorado Springs.
Yes.
Fort Collins.
Yes.
Boulder.
No, number 11.
No. Aurora.
Yes.
Pueblo.
Yes.
Loveland.
No.
Greeley.
No.
Not in top 10. No. Golden.
No.
Jefferson County?
No, no.
Westminster?
Yes.
How many am I at right now?
You're at 6. Denver, Colorado Springs, Fort Collins, Aurora, Pueblo, and Westminster.
Vail?
No, 10 seconds.
Oh, geez. Arvada?
Yes. Arvada is correct. What was the one you said after that?
North Glen, Highland Ranch.
North Glen, Highland Ranch. No and time.
Broomfield?
You got 7. What was the last one you said?
Okay. Broomfield?
No. But you got seven. You got Denver, Colorado Springs, Fort Collins, Aurora, Pueblo, Westminster, and Arvada. You missed Centennial.
Okay.
Lakewood and Thornton.
Okay. Yeah, Thornton. I just should have started going with Denver suburbs.
Yeah, this was the sad thing. I did this with Tommy Craig last week with Illinois because he grew up in Central Illinois like I did. And I feel like I know Illinois, but I didn't grow up in the Chicago suburbs. So I was like, Chicago, and then don't know what the eight suburbs are the next nine biggest cities.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know it's where the borders are drawn. And I think Jefferson County actually has a huge population, yeah. But none of the municipalities, right. I guess it's just enough for the little place. But yeah, that's all right. I'll take seven. Right?
Yeah, nothing wrong with seven. Nothing wrong with seven.
Am I still tied for the worst, though?
You are ahead of the worst. You've already cleared that hurdle. You've already cleared that hurdle.
But just barely, right?
No, you've got four more questions to go. So
good. Okay. Yeah.
No, you've got four more of these outbursts to go. You've cleared it with plenty of room to spare.
Okay.
All right. The next question, 1 minute on the clock. Denver Broncos all-time leading passers by yards. Now, this is yards thrown specifically for the Broncos. So the yards they threw for other teams do not count. This is the yards they've thrown as members of the Denver Broncos. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
All right. John Elway.
Yes.
Jake Plummer.
Yes.
Peyton Manning's got to be in the top 10 already if he's not.
He's number two. Yes.
That makes sense. Jay Cutler.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Brian Griese.
Yes.
Okay, now I need old guys. Craig Morton.
Yes. You have six.
Trey Puka.
Yes, you have seven.
I mean, his number was retired. How many is that?
Seven. You have seven.
Seven. Okay. All right. Let's see.
10 seconds.
Kyle Orton?
Yes. There's eight.
I don't know.
Eight is pretty solid. There is nothing to mention.
You know what? I can tell you Tim Tebow is not.
You know, he's like four, but he's like 14. Like, he's higher than I would have thought. He is. He's honestly like 14.
Steve DeBerg?
No, that's time. He's 11, but that's time. You got eight. You all got right. John Elway, Jake Plummer, Peyton Manning, Jay Cutler, Brian Griese, Craig Morton, Frank Trapuka, and Kyle Orton. You missed Charlie Johnson and Steve Ramsey.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I think I don't think you have anything to be ashamed of there. All right, 1 more minute on the clock. As of March 2013, which I would have liked to have found a more recent figure for this, but unfortunately I was unable to because the horrible people at Audited Media who compile this put that as proprietary information, and therefore I couldn't get it for March 2014. So all I have is March 2013, so make your year and a half adjustments accordingly. Give me the top 10 largest newspapers by circulation in the United States. As of March 2013. You have any questions before I say go?
Is it Sunday or daily or?
This is largest newspapers by circulation. There's no specific to whether it's Sunday or whether it's during the week. I think the idea is on a weekly basis. If there's a Sunday newspaper, usually ahead, but I could be incorrect on that. I'm simply going the way the Audited Media puts it. They say
it's probably a similar.
Nevertheless.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, 1 minute on the clock. Go.
USA Today.
Yes.
New York Times.
Yes.
Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
Washington Post.
Yes.
LA Times.
Yes.
Boston Globe.
No.
Chicago Tribune.
Yes.
New York Post?
Yes. Yes.
New York Post. Miami Herald?
No.
Houston Chronicle?
No.
Dallas Morning News?
I'm sorry, I said no.
Dallas Morning News?
No.
Um, San Francisco Chronicle?
No. 10 seconds.
Atlanta Journal Constitution?
No.
No. Yes. No.
Time. Time. You all got right. Seven. Nothing wrong with that. You got USA Today, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, and the New York Post. You missed the Chicago Sun-Times.
Okay.
The Denver Post.
Really?
Yeah, I found that a surprise as well. No thing against the Denver Post. I just would not have expected it to be in the top 10. And the New York Daily News. The New York
okay.
Daily
News. Yeah.
So, okay. So, two more to go. You've now cleared that. Well, before the last question, I'll let you know who you're in between and who you're trying to pass from people we've had on before. But we have one okay. more to go. 10 seconds on the clock. The NFL passing leaders by yards this season. The season that just ended.
Oh, this season.
This okay. season, the season that just ended, the top 10 by passing yards. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Andrew Luck.
Yes.
Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Drew Brees.
Yes.
Tom Brady.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Tony Romo.
No.
No, not in the top 10. Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
Joe Flacco.
No.
Why am I blanking all of a sudden? Philip Rivers.
Yes. 10 seconds.
Andy Dalton?
No.
Eli Manning?
Yes. And time, you got nine. Okay. Well done.
All right.
Well done. Okay. You got Andrew
Luck. The one who's missing is probably going to kill me.
Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, and Philip Rivers. You got nine. The one you missed was... it doesn't even matter. We'll just move on. No, the one you missed was Matthew Stafford.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty obvious.
Okay. So nothing wrong with that. I'm going to compile your points now. So we know what you got coming in the last one. So it's 14, 22, 31 plus your total before of 8 of 80. You are currently at 111. You are okay. two points behind Anthony Kestrovince of MLB, 5 points behind Doug Farrar and Tommy Craggs. So and you're 2 points ahead of Tom Ziller. So you're shooting for Kestrovince. 2 will get you Kestrovince. 5 will get you Craggs and Farrar.
I'm coming at you, Farrar.
Yeah, exactly. Screw that guy. okay, here we go. 10. 1 minute on the clock. Coming off the question that we just had, give me the 10 NFL rushing leaders in yards this year. The top 10 rushing leaders this year in the NFL. 1 minute on the clock.
DeMarco Murray.
Yes.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yes.
Jamal Charles.
No.
No, really. LeSean McCoy.
Yes.
Justin Forsett.
Yes.
Detroit. Drake Bell.
No.
Reggie Bush?
No. No theoretic.
Let's see. I'm almost out of time, aren't I?
No, yeah.
Jeremy Hill?
Yes. Now you have 10 seconds.
Now I have seconds. Aaron Foster?
Time. And Aaron Marshall Foster, Lynch. Yes. You got Foster. You did not get Lynch. I can't give you Lynch.
Damn it. I was panicking so much.
But you got 6. But Lynch is on there, but he was after the bell, unfortunately. But Foster was. So you get Foster. So that's 6.
Okay.
You got DeMarco Murray, Le'Veon Bell, LeSean McCoy, Justin Forsett, Jeremy Hill, and Arian Foster. That is six.
Eddie Lacy
is one that you missed. Yeah. Lacy, Marshawn Lynch. You also missed Frank Gore, which is kind of amazing because he's 94.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes. That's amazing. And they never gave him the ball.
I know.
Imagine and what would have happened if they gave him the ball.
To me, the most amazing may actually be number 10, who is Lamar Miller.
Really?
Lamar Miller.
They actually had a pretty good running game. What was he at? He was over 1,000, right?
Let me look that up right now because I don't actually have. I just have the list because I don't do an extra. I don't do it. Yeah. But let's actually check that out while we have for the readers' benefit. By the readers, I mean the people, of course, you know, listening. Let's see. They are Foster.
I mean, were all of the top 10 over 1,000 yards?
Yes.
I think there were
13 players over 1,000 yards. 11 was Alfred Morris. 12 was Matt Forte. And 13 with 1,033 yards was Jamaal Charles. And 14, kind of surprising, only 36 yards under 1,000, Mark Ingram. And,
I mean, he had a nice little season, but
Right. And it's funny because 15 is Droik Bell, and then perhaps most amusingly, 16 is actually a tie between C.J. Anderson and Russell Wilson.
That's amazing.
So it was that kind of yeah, I know. So it's a there was a time where there were the ten biggest stars in the game were running backs. And that day has long since passed.
What's crazy is how few of them were like the star, and on that list were like the star. I mean, there was no Adrian Peterson, Jamaal Charles. Right. Yeah, it wasn't the guys you'd expect.
So, and Lamar Miller, that's just crazy. So you end up with 117, which puts you solidly in the middle of the pack in this game. Nothing to be ashamed of to any stretch of the imagination. So you have survived, so congratulations. And mostly, thank you for doing this, and thank you for indulging me again in this.
Wait, so did I catch Doug Farrar or not?
You did. You passed him and Craigs by 1 point. So you, you passed, well, you're at 117, Craigs and Farrar at 116, leaving them in the dust. And the as yet unnamed, and the person that got 87 knows who they are. I don't know if they listen to podcasts anymore. Perhaps they hung their head in shame and never listened to the podcast again. But it is to their credit, I never give their name. Someday.
Well, that's someday, very nice of you.
Someday when someone, whoever, the problem is I've pumped it up so much that now when someone finishes below that number, I'm going to say the name, and then that person is going to feel, not the person that, the person that's now the last place person, is going to feel so horrible that we'll both be crying at the end.
Yeah, you're gonna have to rewrite the last category somehow, and you're gonna have to do like name 10 numbers between 1 and 12 right. or something.
What things are in front of you and in your eye range right now? Go.
You need to go to the Celebrity Jeopardy SNL skit and ask
exactly.
those kind of questions.
Say
just
a word.
Just so they don't finish below 87.
Say a word. All right. Thank you, Lindsay. I had a great time with you. I will see you at the Super Bowl this year.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you to Lindsay Jones. You can follow her on Twitter by Lindsay H. Jones, BYLINDSAYHJONES. You can, of course, check out her work at usatoday.com. It is terrific stuff on a very regular basis. I'm honored to have her on. And you should read everything. You're going to be in Denver this weekend, correct? For that game. All right. Well, read the story of how Peyton Manning did something. I feel like people, I feel like Manning's going to be a part of the stories in that game.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think you should. I think that's, I I'm not your editor, and I'm an amateur in this business, but I feel like you should keep an eye on that guy. I feel like he may do something that ends up in that game story.
I think that's spoiler alert. That's probably gonna happen.
All right, well, thank you, Lindsay. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back next week with Ty Hildenbrand from Dallas, Texas. We're from the college football playoff. I will be there, and so will he, and he'll be talking to me about that sort of business. He won't be as much fun as Lindsay Jones, but who is? Have a great week, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.